Title: Basic Drum Fills That Actually Work, Beginner Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's make drum fills that actually work in drum and bass. Not the random notes everywhere thing. We're going for fills that serve the groove, clearly signal the transition, and hit with confidence. Here's the mindset for today. A fill is not a solo. It's a breadcrumb trail that tells your listener, yo, the next downbeat is coming. If you mute your fill and the section still makes sense, that's good. Then you add just enough excitement to make it feel intentional. We're going to build a simple home-based ENB drum loop, then we'll add four fill types you can reuse forever. 1. The snare pickup. 2. A hat roll with a filter lift. 3. A ghost snare shuffle fill for that jungle flavor. 4. A micro break fill using slices, super authentic, but still controlled. And we'll do it with stock Ableton tools. Clean workflow, no chaos. Step 0. Quick setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a very safe drum and bass default. Create a MIDI track with a drum rack. Load a tight kick, a strong snare, closed hat, open hat. If you want extras, grab a ride, crash, a tom or two, and maybe a breakbeat for later. Tiny coaching note. Fills are easy when your core groove is stable. If your main loop feels shaky, the fill will just expose it. Step 1. Build your home bass 1-bar loop. Open a 1-bar MIDI clip. Start with the snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton's grid, that's 2.1 and 4.1. Now add your kick. Put one on 1.1. Then add a second kick around 3.1, or if you wanted a little more rolling, try 3.3. Either works. Pick one that feels good with your snare. Now hats. For a beginner-friendly roller, do 1/16 closed hats across the whole bar. Then add groove with velocity, not random timing. Make every other hat a bit quieter. This alone instantly makes it feel less like a machine gun. Ableton workflow tip. It fold in the MIDI editor so you only see the drums you're actually using. And keep the velocity lane open. In drum and bass, velocity is half the groove. Step 2. Basic processing that behaves. On your drum rack track, add drum bus. Keep it subtle. Drive around 5-15%. Boom either off or very low, like 0-15%, because in DNB your low end is sacred. Push transients a bit, maybe +5 to +20, and watch your output so you're not clipping. Optional but awesome. Add saturator after that. Soft clip mode, with just 1-4 dB of drive. Fills can spike fast, so this helps keep the kit controlled. Then EQ8. Don't automatically high pass your whole drum bus if your kick needs that weight. Only high pass if there's rumble you truly don't want. If it's boxy, a small dip around 200 to 400 can help. If hats need a touch of clarity, a small lift around 5 to 8K can work. And a really useful rule: if one element is harsh or messy during a fill, fix it at the pad level inside the drum rack. Don't punish the whole kit for one nasty hat. Now we're ready for fills. These are like your starter pack. Fill type 1, the snare pickup. This one works stupidly often. It's your I'm turning the page fill. Use it at the end of every 8 or 16 bars, before drops, before phrase changes. Do this. Duplicate your 1-bar groove into a 2-bar clip. We're going to fill the end of bar 2. In the last half bar, add a quick snare run. If you're on a 1/16 grid, a very reliable shape is, add snares on 3.3, 3.4, and 4.1 right before the loop turns over. And yes, that last hit might replace or stack with your normal backbeat snare, depending on taste. If it gets too loud, don't remove it first, try lowering the earlier hits. Now the secret sauce. Velocity ramp. First hit low, like 30 to 60. Next hit medium, like 60 to 90. Final hit high, like 95 up to 127. This is what makes it feel like it's going somewhere, instead of just extra snares. Quick trick, if you want the note repeat vibe, you can draw a bunch of 1/16 snares across that last half bar, then delete one or two so it feels more human. You're basically creating a pattern, with intention instead of a straight line of identical hits. Coach rule to prevent mess: one featured rhythm per fill. If you're doing a snare pickup, don't also do a huge hat roll and break chops at the same time. Let the snare be the star. Fill type 2, hat roll plus filter lift. This is clean energy without messing up your kick and snare identity. It's great for rollers, especially if you want the groove to stay stable but still build hype. Pick your closed hat lane. In the last quarter bar, increase density. If you're on 1/16 hats, you can push it toward 1/32 for that short burst. If 1/32 feels fiddly, you can fake it by adding extra hats between the existing ones, or just do a tighter 1/16 pattern with a velocity ramp. The goal is more urgency, not perfect math. Now add an auto filter on the hat pad and side drum rack, or on a hat group if you've routed hats together. Use a high-pass filter, like HP12 or HP24. Automate the cutoff rising into the transition. Start around 300 to 800 Hz and sweep up to like 6 to 12 kHz. Keep resonance subtle, 5 to 15%. What's happening here is you're creating lift. The hats feel like they're opening up and getting brighter right before the next downbeat. If you want extra impact without ruining your mix, automate utility on the hats for a tiny boost at the peak, like +1 to +2 dB. Then snap it back. Small moves are powerful indeed, NB. And if your roll feels late or sloppy, here's the beginner tightness trick. Shorten the hat decay or release in simpler first. Most timing issues are actually overlapping tails. Fill type 3. Ghost snare shuffle. Jungle flavor. This is how you add movement without just spamming louder notes. Ghost notes are quiet, but they make the groove feel alive. Keep your main snare loud and consistent on 2 and 4. That's your anchor. Now add a few ghost snares at low velocity. Try places like 1.3, 1.4, or in the second half like 3.2 or 3.4. You're looking for little answers around the main hits. Velocity rules matter here. Ghosts live around 15 to 45. This audio version is shortened for playback.